Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlin here from Igniting Hope Ministries. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast titled Keep a Faith-Filled Identity. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is talking to Timothy in verse 12. He says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So what Paul's telling Timothy, don't let anything rob you of a faith-filled identity. Don't let your youth cause you to not believe you're a powerful person. Don't let your youth rob you of having faith in your identity. Now, we may not be young, but there's other things that can lessen our faith-filled belief about ourselves. Maybe it's our economic state, how much money we have. Maybe it's whether we can speak well in front of others. Maybe it's our gender. Maybe it's our race. Maybe it's our looks. Whatever it is, all of us have something that is screaming at us and saying we're less than and that we're not going to be influential and other people are not going to receive from us. Because that's what Timothy was thinking. Because Paul directly addressed it. He says, don't let anyone despise you because of your youth. Don't let their perception or your perceived perception of their perception lessen your belief about you. A lot of the things that we believe other people think about us are not true. I mean, you look in the story of Numbers 13, Moses sends out 12 spies. They're to spy out the promised land. Their assignment was not to give an opinion concerning whether or not the Israelites could win. Their assignment was to scout out, bring information on what the enemy was like so they could get a battle plan for their victory because their victory is already promised. But 10 of them didn't understand their assignment. But Joshua and Caleb did. But the amazing thing was when you look at the 10 spies, at the end of Numbers 13, they make this statement, "We are like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we are in theirs." And I don't think they went and interviewed the giants, "Hey, how do you see us, Mr. Giant?" It was how they perceived it. They allowed their belief that the giants were bigger than they really were. Bible says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me," in Psalm 34, but the 10 spies magnified the giants and how big they were. And they did not have a faith-filled identity. Now, here's some things you can do to increase your faith-filled identity and not believe you're a victim of other people's perceptions of you. One is just get rid of that lie. You're not a victim of other people's perceptions of you. We're really just a victim of our own perception of ourselves. So recognize that. Secondly, realize that pretty much everybody else is battling something in their lives that is saying to them that other people are better than them as well. You're not alone in the battle. Thirdly, just get some declarations of truth in your mouth. Say who you are. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10, 17. If you want to believe something different, you got to hear something different. So start declaring. Our ministry has numerous declarations. You can find them on our website and start declaring those. Do an experiment. Make 100 declarations a day. You can buy a declaration clicker from our website or the Bethel Church website. Hey, here's the thing. Let's keep a faith-filled identity. Let's not let anything in our life rob us of that. Let's rise up and shine. Hey, God bless you. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Igniting Hope Ministries. We're here committed to see you get breakthrough like never before. All right. God bless you. We look forward to having you with us again.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.